Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Marriage. We know what God's plan is, but man, in yet another act of rebellion, is trying to redefine marriage to include homosexual couples, simply because they love each other. Moms and dads love their children, but they aren't permitted to marry each other. A cousin may love another cousin, but in most states, marriage between first cousins is illegal. There are marriage laws on the books which uphold God's plan, and that's why homosexual activists and their allies want to change all that by judicial fiat if necessary. Vulnerable children are the target of this great social experiment. They are being inundated with homosexual images in the media and library books. They're not as capable as adults to filter out these images, and homosexual activists know this. That's why the children are the targets. Because they know if they can convince the children that homosexual marriage is okay, then they've won the battle in the end. My guest today is Amber Parker. She's written a book, a children's book, entitled God Made Mom and Dad. Thanks, Amber, for being with us today.
Thank you, Diane.
And you want to tell folks where you're from?
Sure. I am from Omaha, Nebraska.
Where it's snowing right now.
It is snowing.
It's snowing like a whole lot. I heard a blizzard's coming through that's going to affect like 30 million people across the country. And you guys are right in the heart of it.
Well, we hear the weatherman is here or was on his way. I'm assuming he's here now.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Now, when I think of Nebraska, I think of course, it's in the heartland of the U.S., and I think of conservative politics. I think, truthfully, I think of corn is the first thing I think of when I think of Nebraska. In fact, we had a son who worked in Utah for a while, and he drove back here to Western Pennsylvania one time and drove through Nebraska, and he said, there's nothing there but corn, and it's flat. So that's my vision of Nebraska. I've never been there, but I think of flat land and cornfields, and our son confirmed that. But, again, conservative. Is Nebraska as conservative as we in the rest of the country think it is, in general?
You know, it would surprise many people, especially on the East Coast and West Coast, that think, you know, we're just a cornfield and a bunch of farmers and things like that. But the reality of Nebraska, we have one of the world's most prominent people and powerful people in finances, which is Warren Buffett.
Oh.
And with that said, Nebraska, we do have a heart of being conservative, and that's why our state has been so blessed because of conservative leaders that our jobs and things like that are not, the percentages are not as bad. But with that said, what we do have going on is we do have a manipulating not only in our cities, especially Omaha where I live, Lincoln, the second biggest city, but manipulating also that is right now where we're going to be fighting to protect adoption issues and businesses and with their freedom of speech and how they feel about the lifestyle choice of homosexuality.
So even in Nebraska, the homosexual activists are very active in trying to overturn laws or have sexual orientation included in laws then, to have laws changed?
Oh, very active. A former native Omahan by the name of Alexander Payne, who is a writer/director, I believe the movie was called The Descendants.
Mm-hmm.
He had came down and he had testified he was a proponent for the FAIR Ordinance. And the FAIR Ordinance would basically recognize gender identity, sexual orientation as a protected class in the city of Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
something like what we call anti-discrimination ordinance is what we call here locally, and that includes employment, housing, and public accommodation. Is that sort of what the FAIR Ordinance is?
Yes, the FAIR mm-hmm. Ordinance is basically a way for them, it came in, FAIR Ordinance is very, the name FAIR is very misleading and very deceitful. It was to say that there were certain people of a lifestyle choice, homosexuals, who were losing their jobs because of, based upon whether they called themselves lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Mm-hmm. And so it was the underlining and how it was created, was, which was very deceptive, was to say that they were losing jobs and being bullied and things like that, and therefore there needed to be extra protection.
But they never present any evidence.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's what I've witnessed too. Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Yeah. They just claim that they're being bullied, but there's never any solid evidence. In fact, when I was up in Erie, this would have been several years ago, when Erie County, the entire county, was looking at passing what I call homosexual special rights ordinance, which was anti-discrimination ordinance, human rights ordinance, which they added sexual orientation, gender identity. But I can remember after or during one of the council meetings, a reporter with one of the Erie TV stations asked one of the supporters of this ordinance if she or anyone else had ever been fired because of their sexual orientation. And she was kind of taken aback by that question. And she had finally stumbled out with the answer, no. But you don't hear that question asked very often by the media. So I was happy that I got to witness that. But that question is hardly ever asked by the media. But, you know, as you're saying, they don't have any evidence that, or that they don't have any real stories that they talk about. They just say, well, the law doesn't protect us, and we could possibly someday maybe get fired. And that's not good enough.
That's what we were seeing. And one of the biggest concerns that we had, you know, as many Christian people had stood up, and it would have been great to have a lot more, you know, fighting.
And that's one exactly of the areas, what it is.
It is, and one of the areas was that we are not for bullying. We are not for someone getting hurt because of, based upon a lifestyle they're living. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just not the Christian message.
Right.
But it's also not a Christian message to sit back when the God of the Bible, Jesus, tells us it's a sin.
Right, exactly.
And that's really what the fight is. And we really feel, not only feel, but across the nation, we see in New Mexico, we've seen in Kentucky, businesses are being targeted. This agenda wasn't able at the beginning in our state to be wide, so we could see their strategic move of the homosexual activists and lobbying when
they pass it, or they attempted to pass a statewide law which included sexual orientation?
Well, what they did, the first time it didn't go through, the second time it did, the following, I believe it was the following year.
Wow.
So, you know, it's been a fight. Mm-hmm. It has been a fight, and we knew when they were targeting our city, they were going to target our state.
Yeah, okay.
And so with that said, we could see the movement and the whole goal. They want the power. They want the control. They're not there for tolerance on another side.
Exactly.
And as Christians, we really shouldn't tolerate. But back to your question, what you were asking and where we're at is that in Omaha, we did not meet the criteria and signatures to be on the ballot for May.
Okay, so you're trying for a ballot initiative then, collecting signatures and such.
Right, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just for the city of Omaha.
This is for the city of Omaha, but then after this went on with Omaha, one of the council members that was very proponent for an ordinance went to Lincoln and spoke on behalf. And what happened, Lincoln, they had a referendum effort, and they gathered four times the signatures that were needed to say, we want the vote to go to the people.
To the people, right.
But then, if I don't know if you know about this, but then there was a fake hate crime. There was an investigation. They didn't know at the time, and so they were waiting. So they purposefully waited, which then we missed it to go on the ballot.
So they used that hate crime, supposed hate crime, and I'm guessing you're referring to the one with the lesbian who said she was attacked and she was cut or something.
There was something, it was very ugly. It was very sad.
Yeah, it was. Especially when it turns out that she actually did it to herself and then said that, and had claimed it had been a hate crime, but the investigation proved that she did it herself. What those in authority did is they waited until the outcome of that investigation.
That's correct. That's correct. Okay. And they knew by waiting that it could not go on the ballot, which then, if we wanted it at another time to go on a ballot, we would have had to hold an election where it cost the taxpayers an estimated $250,000, which this is showing the game plan of the bullying and saying, oh, look at these people that are conservative. And it's not only Christian calling us hate mongers and, you know, bigots and making us look bad, but the reality was there was totally a motion of manipulation in that. It's just very sad, and we really have to open up our eyes to these tactics and be awake, because they are wanting to take, they want to take our freedom of what our conviction is and standing for the God of the Bible and how he tells us that homosexuality is a sin, just as it is adultery.
Right. We can't forget that. It's not just that particular sin of homosexuality that is an abomination to the Lord. There are other sins that also are, but I mean, God specifically says that homosexuality is an abomination, but there are other sins that, I mean, he doesn't like sin, period. And homosexuality is not the only sin there is.
That's exactly right. Jesus came to die on the cross for all sins.
Absolutely. And Romans 3:23 says, we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Amen. Unfortunately, we have a group of sinners who are trying to push their sin on the rest of us to normalize it to where we have to accept their sin as normal, and they're targeting our children. So you're just full of bad news about Nebraska. I mean, I thought it was bad, but I didn't think it was that bad. Is there any hope?
There is definitely hope.
That's
we have great organizations that are in place and working very strategically. They're very smart and very respectable, and they have been at work. So I would not say, I'd be very careful saying no hope, but the awakening, I would say, in sharing this with you, is that there is a plan. You know, right now we are fighting the plan to kill, steal, and destroy the ideas in the very heart of what God says, and that, you know, he created one man and one woman together and the offspring, and see the harm that it is doing to our children not having a mother and a father. And it breaks my heart. Just the Judiciary Committee in the state of Nebraska, we've been working together on trying to get a bill by Senator Christensen's bill to pass that would basically close the doors in sex trafficking of children.
Wow.
And because of the playing of politics, it still has not even been voted on.
Not even a bill like that has been voted on. I mean,
on the state Senate floor.
Oh, wow.
And I really hope that there's an outcry from other states. I look at it that the way my family and I, when we travel to another state, or possibly, you never know when you can be transitioned, those ordinances, those laws in that state are going to affect you and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And yeah, through all this, the overall effort is to normalize homosexuality. And the kids are the targets. And too many times, well, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's an extremely high percentage of public schools who are right on board because of the National Education Association, who is right on board with the whole homosexual agenda and normalizing homosexuality. Sex ed classes, the same thing. They're equating homosexuality with heterosexuality and telling the kids that homosexuality just is a safe alternative lifestyle. And we can see where the sex ed message is not, the message is not working. When I think it's the CDC just recently came out with a study, 1 in 4 young Americans 13 to 24 years of age, 1 in 4 has a sexually transmitted disease.
Wow.
So we can look at and thank our public education system. And, it, you know, talking about up to 24, also our university system, perpetuating the lie that it's okay to engage in sexual activity and a condom will protect you. I'm sorry. It just isn't working. So you've, you know, talking about the heartland, and I know Iowa was the first thing that got my attention when the justices on their Supreme Court there legalized same-sex marriage. And, I mean, that was what really got my attention to the heartland and how homosexual activists are using, if they can't get it done through the legislative body, which they have been able to successfully do that since that Iowa decision in the courts, but they will use the courts to, if not undermine, then to totally throw out marriage laws and institute same-sex so-called marriage on a state that doesn't want it. So So, you know, you're just north of Iowa, aren't you? Isn't Nebraska just north of Iowa?
Well, I tell you what, if you are in South Omaha and you cross the bridge...
Oh, you're in Iowa, okay.
You're in Iowa. If you put 1 foot in one area and you stop traffic,
okay. You're surrounding the state line. Okay, so you are right next... I mean, you are literally right on the state line then. Okay, I need to look at a map and see that, but wow.
Well, I would like to comment, if I may, to some things of what you were talking about with STDs and, mm-hmm. and things like that. It grieves my heart. It grieves my heart, and I don't know where we're at, but I know Omaha was rated very highly on a map with, you know, a high rate of STDs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, you know, mm-hmm. as our public schools, there's sex education. It is a fallacy. It is a complete lie to say a condom's going to protect you from these diseases. God's word even tells us, you know,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
of the things that mm-hmm. Then leads to death. Yeah. And, you know, these actions, God never made it. And just going back to zero in on the age groups that you're talking to, mm-hmm. what we're really fighting is in protecting our children,
yeah.
protecting the future generations. And when we look at the homosexual activists and lobbyists, from what I understand, they've even had little books, like cardboard books for mm-hmm. toddlers in, I
oh,
think,
yeah.
the last decade. And it is. It's a different season. It's a different time we live in. I flicked on the TV, and my husband and I, we had watched but it just talked about a song of it's okay to have a mom and a mom, a dad mm-hmm. and a dad, a family's a family.
Wow.
And, you know, God's word tells us, train up your child in the way yeah. they should go, and when they grow, they won't depart mm-hmm. from it. Satan knows that you get the child at a young age because you have a better way of hardening their heart towards the things of purity.
Mm-hmm.
As Christians are silent, and I'm so thankful, Diane, for you and this show, because it really is being a mouthpiece of what God says in Ephesians, speak the truth in love. And mm-hmm. we are fighting for our kids' innocence and for their very lives. If we, as our nation right now at this time and in our city, if we are going to be passing ordinances in city, in legislation in our states, and I pray with the Supreme Court things that are coming up
right.
and
looking,
mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, with Proposition 8 and things mm-hmm. and declaring it constitutional or not,
yeah.
that we just really have to pull back and stand up and have
yeah.
a game plan.
Yeah, and you mentioned books for kids, and the Lord laid upon your heart to write a book, although you've never written or you've never written a book, and you have no formal training as a writer. But you email me, you know, a copy of the cover, the illustration of the cover, and some of the text, and wow, the Lord is really using you. The title of the book is God Made Dad and Mom, and the cover has a picture of an African-American dad and a Caucasian mom and their young son, which is excellent. Because homosexual activists are trying to say that their effort to legalize same-sex so-called marriage is the same as the effort of African-Americans to get the laws thrown out that forbid the marriage of African-Americans with two Caucasians. So black and white marriage was illegal in a lot of states. And homosexual activists are saying it's the same thing, which we know it's not. It absolutely is not. So the book illustration of the cover is just fantastic and will get the attention. Obviously, it's not Nebraska because there's mountains there in the background, so it must not be Nebraska. I just noticed that.
There are no mountains
yeah.
here. Now, with God, all things are possible.
So the story does not take place in Nebraska.
That would be correct.
But this particular family does not live in Nebraska, but the story that they give, that the Lord gave you to write in this book, does take place in Nebraska and the other 49 states in the U.S. Because you talk about what marriage is. Here's one of the, I'm going to just read this one excerpt from the book. It says, Michael arrives at school and he notices a picture that his teacher had put on the chalkboard. Mrs. Kinsey tells the class that every person is created uniquely for God's purpose and every person is made in God's image as either a girl or a boy. She also said, when a girl grows up, she becomes a woman, and a boy becomes a man. Cool, Michael thinks. I'm made in God's image as a boy, and one day I'll grow up to be a man like my dad, big and strong. That sends such a clear message that moms and dads are important to their kids. Children need both their mom and their dad. That's just really a message that kids need to hear. And so few kids get that message anymore.
Well, there's been an attack on our media. And if we look at the heart of where the messages come, you know, turn on your TV.
Yeah.
I encourage parents, turn on your TV and see even on some Disney programs, pay attention to the wording that
mm-hmm.
they're saying.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a game plan. And with this said, you know, back to the book, God Made Dad and Mom, I'm so blessed that God has entrusted this to me. And I really believe God's going to use it as a tool in regaining grounds with our children. And it's so simple. You know, it is natural. We know science shows that it takes a man and a woman mm-hmm. to create a life.
Yeah.
And yet, given the power, the money that the homosexual activists have had, they have been able to go into areas where we were asleep and
yeah.
didn't even realize it and indoctrinate our children. And
yeah.
now we know it's very strongly
yeah.
through the public school.
Absolutely. And I think that we all assumed that the public schools were as they were when we were in school. And parents thought that. And unfortunately, too many still believe that. And they did not pay attention to what's happening. They did not pay attention to the fact that their children are being indoctrinated with this pro-homosexual stuff, a lot of other stuff, political stuff, socialism, liberalism, all that kind of stuff also, which goes hand in hand with the homosexual agenda. But parents do need to wake up. And they need to, I encourage them to check their school library to see, in many, many cases, I can almost guarantee that you're going to find pro-homosexual books in a elementary school. Heather Has Two Mommies, I think, is that one. And other ones like that. A public library. Check your public library, because these type children's books are much more available than what parents think. And they need to monitor what books their children check out. It doesn't guarantee, you know, it doesn't say they can't read the books in the library, though. That's the unfortunate thing. So that's why parents need to know what books are in their child's school library, as well as what children's books are available in the public library. You know, I think this is just a great tool that God can use. God Made Mom and Dad by Amber Parker. Now, is this book available at this point?
This book is actually going to be available here in the spring 2013. Our target release date is April.
Okay.
And if, you know, we are getting word out and promoting this earlier because we realize how much this is going to be used as a vital tool. So we do. We have a number that people can pre-order.
Okay. Yeah. Could you give us that number?
Sure, sure. So God Made Dad and Mom is the title. And it is 1-800-631-5802. Again, 1-800-631-5802.
Okay, it's 1-800-631-5802.
Correct.
Okay, that'd be the pre-order. Okay, and then once it's published, it'll be available various places. I mean, you won't know that until after it's published, I'm assuming. I know nothing about book publishing, so.
Well, I am learning a lot myself.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the way the Lord has used you. You know, you having never written a book or published a book, and the way the Lord used you, is just fantastic. And I wish we had time to go into some of the background as far as God, how God impressed upon you, how God woke you up in the middle of the night to get your attention, then to actually give you the words to write down, and you just had to write quickly to keep up with what he was putting in your head. You know, we don't have time to go into all that, but again, it's evidence that God has his hand on you and on this book, and this book is greatly needed in this country. Again, the title is God Made Mom and Dad.
God Made Dad and Mom.
Oh, I got that backwards. God Made Dad and Mom. I typed it wrong. Okay, God Made Dad and Mom. Let me fix that right here. God Made Dad and Mom. Thank you for correcting me on that. The author is Amber Parker. So I encourage folks to call 1-800-631-5802 to pre-order the book. I mean, they can do that right now, right?
That's exactly
okay.
Right. Right now. They could call right now as we're speaking
okay.
before this broadcast is even
okay.
over.
And actually, the front cover actually says Story by Amber D. Parker.
That is correct.
Okay. So it's D-E-E, Amber D. Parker, story by. I do encourage folks to do that because, again, we need this book. So I encourage folks to go there, to go and pre-order the book. 1-800-631-5802, God Made Dad and Mom by Amber D. Parker. And check your school libraries, especially your elementary school library. That's where you'll be, I think, the most shocked with what you will more than likely find. And your public libraries, check those. And pre-order the book, God Made Dad and Mom, and offer to donate a copy to your school library. Donate a copy to your public library, and then they will have no excuse for not having an alternative to the pro-homosexual children's books that they have. Well, Amber, I really appreciate your willingness to follow God's lead on this, and I think it will be a fantastic tool that God can use, even as he's used you to write it and pointed you in the right direction as far as to the publisher and such as that. So God Made Dad and Mom, pre-order number is 800-631-5802, and I encourage folks to do that. Any closing thoughts here?
Yes, thank you for this time, and the fight is here. And if you're on the sideline and thinking the fight's not going to come to you, it is already here, and everybody's going to be involved. And it is time that we speak up and take back the grounds, and we have no shame. We have no shame. There's nothing that we need to keep silent in our hearts wanting to worship our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is time to stand up.
Absolutely. Wow, those are powerful words. I really appreciate that. Again, thanks for listening to the Lord, and thanks for writing this great book. And you take care. And thanks for being involved in Nebraska politics, too, because it needs more people like you who are willing to speak out.
Oh, well, we have
that.
More. We do have
fantastic.
More. They're doing a great job. God bless you, Diane.
God bless you,
and thank
too.
You.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.